Good morning, WLLY listeners. This is Brother Amen Dave Moran. The Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. Amen. You can listen to WLLY anywhere you want to by going to WLLYradio.com. And it's all one word, WLLYradio.com. And just follow the instructions. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. If I can plant a seed in your heart or water a seed already there, I pray God will give the increase. To God be the glory. Amen. So here is today's program. Brother Gary Parks singing Prayer Bells of Heaven. We have a musical called When the Saints Go Marching In. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Today we're going to be reading out of the book of Jeremiah. It'll be chapter 36. I'll begin at the first verse here. And it says in verse 1, "And it came to pass in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day that I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I propose to do unto them, and that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. Then Jeremiah called, and Baruch wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, I am shut up, I cannot go unto the house of the Lord. Therefore go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth the words of the Lord in the ears of the people in the Lord's house. Upon the fasting day also thou shalt read them in the ears of all Judah that come out of their cities. It may be they will present their supplication before the Lord, and will return every one from his evil way. And for great is the anger and fury of the Lord hath pronounced against his people. And Baruch the son of Neriah did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading in the book the words of the Lord in the Lord's house. And it came to pass in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah of Judah, in the ninth month, that they proclaimed a fast before the Lord to all the people in Jerusalem, and to all the people that came from the cities of Judah unto Jerusalem. Then read Baruch in the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. So he's going to read this book that was written and in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the high court at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, in the ears of all the people. And when Micaiah had heard all the preaching from Baruch, all that that was recorded of Jeremiah, he went down to these princes and recited basically everything that Baruch had said. He remembered every word. It says he recited everything. You know, it was a long scroll that was written. And here he remembers the whole thing. And can you imagine that? Can you imagine doing that? I'm lucky if I can remember maybe the scripture that our pastor had read from. If I can remember that, I'm doing good. Or if I can remember some of the words of the sermon, or maybe the sermon title, maybe the general gist of the sermon, if I can remember that, I'm doing good. And we always think, well, maybe not everybody, but some people think that these people back then were primitive and they were backward and they didn't know anything. They were unlearned in many ways. But here's this fellow. Here's a sermon being read this time, but he repeats that sermon word for word to these princes that are all gathered, and they'll tell him to go get Baruch that had read this, and tell him to bring the scroll and read it to them again. They want to make sure that they're hearing it right. They've heard it all, but they want to hear it from Baruch's mouth. So they ask him to go bring that scroll and read it to them in person. So here we go back to the story right now. So in Jeremiah 36:14, we pick up again. It says, "Therefore all the princes sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shemaliah, the son of Cushi, unto Baruch, the fellow that wrote this, saying, Take in thine hand the roll wherein thou hast read in the ears of the people, and come. So Baruch the son of Neriah took the roll in his hand, and came unto them. And they said unto him, Sit down now, and read in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears. And now it came to pass, when they had heard all the words, that they were afraid both one of another, and said unto Baruch, "We shall surely tell the king of all these words." And they asked Baruch, saying, "Tell us, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth?" And Baruch answered them, and pronounced all these words unto me with his mouth, and I wrote them with ink in the book. In other words, it's word for word what Jeremiah had preached. Then said the princes to Baruch, "Go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah." They're both going to have to hide here, "and let no man know where ye be." And they went into the king, into the court, but they laid up the roll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and told all the words in the ears of the king. Now these people, they laid up the scroll. These people here, another group, and they were able to tell all the words in the ear of the king. And so the king sent Jehudi to fetch the roll, and they took it out of Elishama the scribe's chamber, and Jehudi read it in the ears of the king, and in the ears of all the princes which stood beside the king. Now the king sat in the winter house in the ninth month, and there was a fire on the hearth burning before him. And it came to pass that when Jehudi had read three or four leaves, he cut it with the penknife and cast it into the fire that was on the hearth, until all the roll was consumed in the fire that was on the hearth. Yet they were not afraid, nor rent their garments, neither the king nor any of his servants that heard all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaiah and Jeremiah had made intercession to the king that he would not burn the roll, but he would not hear them. And the king commanded Jeremiah, the son of Hamelech, and Sariah the son of Azriel, and Shemaiah the son of Abdeel, to take Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord had hid them. He sent for them, going to probably kill them, but the Lord had hid them. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after the king had burned the roll, and the words which Baruch wrote at the mouth of Jeremiah, saying, "Take thee again another roll, and write in it all the former words that were in the first roll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, hath burned." You know, that man that was reading the scroll, he was putting the leaves in the fire, but the king of Judah let him do it. Just Jehoiakim let him do it. And he says, "The king hath burned it up. And thou shalt say to Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, thus saith the Lord, thou hast burned this roll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from thence man and beast. Therefore, thus saith the Lord unto Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, he shall have none to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out in the day into the heat, and in the night into the frost. And I will punish him and his seed and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring upon them and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem and upon all the men of Judah all the evil that I have pronounced against them, but they hearken not." Then took Jeremiah another roll and gave it to Baruch the scribe, the son of Neriah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words. You know, you can't just deny the word of God. You can't just overlook it. And in this king's case, he burned it in the fire. He burned it up. He didn't want to hear it anymore. He didn't want it being around anymore. But God's word is not like that. God's word is all established in heaven. You know, and the word of God is going to be forever. You know, you can't do away with the word of God. Let's put it that way. Praise the Lord. That was chapter 37. That's the end. Chapter 36. Next chapter would be 37. We'll see about getting into that. Instead of going there, let's go to the book of Numbers. It would be chapter 23. I'll start in verse 1, but this is talking about Balaam. This is when Israel was about to enter into the promised land. They had the battle of Jericho ahead of them. They didn't know that then, but this Balak, he had hired Balaam, the prophet, to come and curse Israel so that he could win in battle. And so in chapter 23, we pick up, it said, "And Balaam said unto Balak, Build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak did as Balaam had spoken. And Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. And Balaam said to Balak, Stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go, peradventure the Lord will come to meet me, and whatsoever he sheweth me, I will tell thee. And he went to a high place, and God met Balaam, and said unto him, and Balaam is talking to the Lord. He said, I have prepared 7 altars, and have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. Then the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth, and said, Return unto Balak, and thus shalt thou speak. And he returned unto him, and lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab, this Balak, a Moabite. And he took up this parable, Balaam did, and said, Balak, the king of Moab, hath brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, Come, curse me Jacob, and come, defy Israel. How shall I curse whom God hath not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord hath not defied? For from the top of the rocks I see him, and from the hills I behold him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone, and shall not be reckoned among the nation. Who can count the dust of Jacob, and number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." In other words, Balaam wanted to die the death of the righteous here. He's saying he wanted to die like Israel would die, but he didn't want to live the life of the righteous. That's the thing about it. He said, let me die the death of the righteous, but why not live the life? But we know that Balaam was a wicked prophet. He wasn't really called a false prophet in the Bible. And here, picking up in verse 11, "And Balak said to Balaam, What hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse mine enemies. Behold, thou hast blessed them altogether. And he answered and said, Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? And Balak said unto him, Come, I pray thee, with me unto another place, and from whence thou mayest see them. Then thou shalt see the utmost a part of them, and shall not see them all, and curse them there. Curse me them from thence." And so Balak's going on with this. You may be familiar with the story. He wanted Balaam to curse Israel. He couldn't do it, but he did consult with Balak and told them how to get Israel to sin. He told them to send women down there and carry on with them, and false gods and stuff like that, all that carrying on. He told them you're going to have to make Israel sin before God can curse them. But when they're not sinning, God's not going to curse them. So that's the deal with Balaam. And he did not die the death of the righteous. Later, he was the sword. The children of Israel killed Balaam, the prophet, later on. He did not die the death of the righteous. He wouldn't live the life of the righteous. That's what we've got to do. We've got to live that life. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We've got to find ourselves, you know, in seeking God's face. Seek the will of the Lord. You know, in one place in the Bible says, "Eat your sanctification." That's what God wants you to do. Be sanctified, to live right, to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Basically, if you can do that, you're doing pretty good. And of course, to be saved, to be born again, you need to have the blood sacrifice, accept the salvation of God. It's what we need in this world today. This world is getting so far away from God, and so far away from God's word, that we're getting like Israel was, you know, when Nebuchadnezzar came down and conquered, and all the false gods were allowing, and false worship, atheism, saying there is no God, and teaching evolution, all that carrying on, going on, and turning away from God. We can't be blessed if we do that. We've got to
live the life of the righteous. We got to do right. In order to get by, we've got to do the right thing. We've got to do that which is blessed of God, even His Word, and get in the center of His will. If we do that, we can save America. You know, I can't say God bless America. I've got to say God help America. We need help today. It's the Lord.
From the book of Psalms, we have a song. It's called Create in Me a Clean Heart, O God.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast it away from thy presence, and take up thy Holy Spirit from me. Thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto Thee. Create in me a clean heart, O God.
Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening sun is sinking low. My light must shine along the way. I'll sing God's praise while ages roll, and strive to help some troubled soul. Life's evening sun is sinking. I have done. someone in time of need, and journey on with rapid speed. I'll help the sick, the poor, the weak, and words of kindness to them speak. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the needs that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. While going down life's weary road, I'll try to traveler's load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days
been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Moran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m. and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there.